So you fight the good fight of faith daily. Eventually you'll get to see that, you'll start to see that every day is the same. And once you get to that point, you start to dig deeper for deeper truth, you know. As you dig deeper, it's multi-layers, you know, but eventually you'll see there's really just two paths. You either worship the creation or the creator. You either worship yourself or the creation or the creator. Then it's never really been about you. Even though Jesus went to the cross for you, sacrificed for you, shed the blood. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin, right? The blood of Jesus cleanses from all unrighteousness. And so then you see, oh, it's about the body of Christ, Christ and his body. Who's worthy to open the books, the judgments? In Revelation, who is worthy to open the book? To bring judgment on the earth. The only one worthy is the Lamb slain, you know. The spotless lamb. You're not worthy to open a book. I'm not worthy. You have to be sin free, spotless. Nobody's worthy to open the book. If anybody was worthy, it'd be the tribulation saints, but they're not worthy. They go through the tribulation and don't take the mark of the beast, you know. That's pretty powerful right there. That is powerful. You try to live down here, live peaceably with all men if possible. You know, you try to do that. But a lot of times, mankind and his pride and ego doesn't want you to do that. Especially somebody else who doesn't know the word or doesn't know what reality is down here. If you don't know why you were created or what this place is, because you don't know your Bible or you don't really understand the truth. What are you functioning on? You're just functioning on a program, a culture program, the music, the TV, your bloodline program. You're only just doing what your mom or your daddy told you, and you're really not thinking for yourself. You're just running on a program like the birds. You can look at them. They run on programs. The squirrels, the dogs, the cats, they all sound the same, act the same. They might have a little bit of a different personality, but they're pretty much the same. And if they do have a personality, it's probably you projecting it onto them. Mankind trying to project some kind of personality onto an animal, you know. And I know that would probably cause controversy. But I promise you, if I walk around five dogs, same breed, to me, there might be a little difference, but it's pretty much the same, you know. It's archetype. I've seen it 1,000 times. The little dogs start to bark and then they're all scared when another big dog comes around. Same stuff. You get to a point in life when you've seen so many repeats and archetypes. It's not even funny. I've had 120 jobs in my life, plus more than that probably, because I always worked a part-time and tried different kinds of careers and stuff. I'm looking at traffic this morning and it's just chaotic. I don't know, everybody's coming back from the beach or something. I don't know what's going on, but people are just driving chaotic. Usually it's a fractal, I don't know, might be something on the news today. Something crazy gonna happen today on the news, you know, maybe. I mean, everywhere I look, front, to the right, to the left, behind me, I'm just seeing chaos on the highway. And I know what I'm talking about because I did rides here for 10 years, and this is just, I've never seen this before. I have never seen people doing different speeds, people changing lanes, people just, it's just not, there's no consistency. It's total chaos. You know, if you have a project at the house that you want to do, just do a little bit each day, you know. That's what I've learned over the years. If you have the old saying, if you got to eat an elephant, you got to eat a little bit at a time, a little piece at a time. If you got anything that you're trying to do project-wise, do a little bit each day. Or every other day. If you bite off more than you can chew, then cause problems in other areas of life. A person needs to find contentment with themselves before they can be content with somebody else, you know, and that only comes with knowing God, knowing His Word, knowing what this place is, having a routine, a plan, and contingency plans, backup plans, and understanding human behavior. A lot of times you're raised in a family that's toxic and you really don't know what life really is because you're raised around toxic too much. So you gotta get healthy. If you were raised around toxicity, and you might not even know it. It might have been toxic and you thought it was normal, but it wasn't. But if you were raised around it, you got to figure out how to overcome that. Be your own psychologist in a way.